Welcome to another morning here on KBOO 90.7 FM Portland, and we have very special guests here to talk about very important local events and celebrations this month of May. And yeah, tell us about yourselves.
Thank you for having us. My name is Kim Lapine. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm the co-executive director of culture and communications at Apano and Apano Communities United Fund. I am multiracial with Chinese heritage and born and raised in Oregon. I've had the pleasure of serving and being a part of the Apano team since February 2022.
Hey, my name is Amy Powers. I use she, her pronouns. I am the co-executive director of programs at Apano and Apano CUF alongside Kim and Allie. I am homegrown here from Oregon. My parents immigrated from Korea and decided to raise our family here in Oregon. So I was raised in Washington County, with my brother and my parents. And now I raise my family with my kids also in the same neighborhood as where I grew up. And I've been with Apano at the same time as Kim. So we just celebrated our 1 year anniversary, which is really exciting. And just feel really honored to be a part of this team and our brilliant staff who are amazing and just so passionate about our work. So thanks for having me, too, and I'll pass it over to Allie.
Yeah, thanks, Amy. Thank you for having us. My name is Allie Yee. I use she, her pronouns. I'm the co-executive director of finance, operations, and development at Apano and Apano CUF. I am a transplant to the Portland area. I moved here in 2019. I grew up in the South in North Carolina, which was an interesting experience as Asian American, and was really excited when I moved to Oregon that there was this amazing community of advocates and creative folks working on issues pertinent to the Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander community, and got connected to Apano in 2019 and joined the co-executive director team a year ago as well. Thanks for having us.
Okay, so that's great. Tell us about Apano. Like, what is Apano and what is the difference between Apano and the Apano Communities United Fund?
At its core, Apano is an Asian American, Pacific Islander, and Native Hawaiian rights organization. Since 1996, we've been working to unite Asians and Pacific Islanders to build power, develop leaders, and advance equity through organizing, advocacy, community development, and cultural work. We do this through the partnership of our 501c4 Apano and our 501c3 Apano Communities United Fund, or CUF. The two organizations share a joint mission, vision, set of values, and strategic priorities. We envision a just world where Asians and Pacific Islanders and communities who share aspirations and struggles have the power, resources, and voice to determine our own futures, and where we work in solidarity to drive political, social, economic, and cultural change. Our shared values of self-determination, solidarity, integrity, care, and belonging are essential to achieving our vision, not just in the work with our communities, but internally as well.
So Apano and Apano Communities United Fund, we are two separate organizations, as Kim just mentioned. So I'll go a little bit under what our program work is. And there are four main areas. There's community development, cultural work, civic engagement, and we also co-own Orchards of 82nd. In practice, it looks like empowerment of our community, including our outreach efforts around the COVID-19 pandemic, and with our work with the Stop Asian Hate work. And over the past few years, Apano has worked to provide assistance throughout the pandemic, organizing tenants in East Portland apartment buildings, and we continue to develop and navigate our community into affordable housing. And at the same time, we're focusing on community wealth building so we can begin to break the cycle of poverty. We also provide a lot of support to our small business owners through coaching and grants, and we also engage the community with workforce development, as we all need to have livable wage jobs. Our work is to dismantle and replace our broken system, which is a long-term solution that takes time to implement, and the outcome is more equitable, which will be more impactful for all Oregonians. So this is done with both of our 501c3 work and our C4 work. And on the C4 side, we also engage in candidate endorsements at all levels of elected office, and we support our C3 in the legislative work as well. This year, we're supporting a number of initiatives, including childcare, mental health, increasing legislative pay, to name a few, and we participate in a number of coalitions with our partners. Currently, we have endorsed 11 people running for election in the special district elections. So this is really important. This is how you can get out and turn in your ballots. All across our state, counties are voting to elect school boards, water districts, and transportation districts. And these local elections are the most utmost importance because they determine our community and where we are investing at the local level.
That's great. Please tell us about this Heritage Month that you're celebrating, and also if you can touch upon the Asian American experience here in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, so Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month is a very exciting time. It's very busy for us, for sure. It's a time for our whole community to come together and also the broader community to celebrate and honor our heritage and our community. I would say we have kind of two main goals for this Heritage Month. One is, like I mentioned, to celebrate and honor our culture, our history, our future here, and also to assess and address the systemic issues that continue to disproportionately affect our communities. And with that second goal, there's really some important work to do about data, right? We are lumped into this single acronym, oftentimes even just kind of referenced as Asian American, but it's really important to know that we are not a monolith as a community. We are very diverse and vibrant. And even when you break out the three separate groups of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander, there are many different communities within those various levels of needs that exist with certain tribes or minority groups or ethnic communities. And so it's really important that as we advocate for our communities, we actively work to disaggregate this term so that we can get specific about what needs are out there and what kind of support is targeted to those communities and led by the communities who are impacted. And so we hope to break down this data behind this catch-all. We have some data that we've put together through a story map that's actually available at bit.ly/2020API data. API is capitalized there. And that's some data from the 2020 census that we worked with some partners on at Insight for Action Willamette Partnership to do a more in-depth look at the data of who is in our communities, how our communities are growing, where we are, what our needs are. And so that's a really important aspect, I think, for folks to understand about honoring this month and really digging in and understanding our specific communities and the diversity of our communities. And you had also asked about personal experience, and I think it's been a journey of identity formation and development, I guess. I mentioned I grew up in North Carolina, which has a more recent Asian immigrant community. I was very active and kind of involved in the Japanese community there, which was also very recent immigrant and a bit of a different, more isolated experience, I think. And I didn't have a Pan-Asian or even like Pan-AANHPI identity. I didn't have that awareness growing up, and it was very focused on just being kind of Japanese American was the primary identity I focused on. And as I went to college and as I grew up, I realized that there are shared priorities, that there is power in the solidarity that we have across these different identities, that we are impacted by similar issues, and that we have a stronger, louder voice when we come together. And so when I moved to Oregon, I had started doing some Asian American, Pan-Asian work in North Carolina, kind of volunteer. And then coming to Oregon and joining APANO was this opportunity to really dive in. And it was incredible, right, to see the level of power, the different levers of change that folks here have created, whether it's cultural and changing narratives or changing policies or actually really impacting folks at the neighborhood level with the resources that they have access to. And so it's just been such an honor to be able to be part of that, and being part of this month and seeing everyone come together is just such a meaningful experience and a huge highlight, I think, of joining APANO and being part of the community here in Oregon. But Kim or Amy, I'm curious if you all wanted to share anything as well.
Sure. Thanks, Allie. This is Amy. Like I mentioned earlier, I was born and raised in Washington County. And right now, Washington County is the fastest growing Asian population in the Portland metro area. And I think it's really exciting. We're beautifully diverse. We have such a rich history and so much to add value to our community. When I was growing up, I was probably like maybe 1 in 5 students of color. So I've seen just like such a huge growth and just diversity throughout the past few years. And that is really, it's a statement to what was, what our system was built. It was really to keep folks like me and my family out of the state. And there's systemic racism in that, right? So now that we see like more families moving to the area, I just really want to celebrate that this month, and that, you know, we all are here to belong, and we are all here because we are part of this community. And those are one of the things that I really, you know, talk about with my kids, as, you know, my kids are biracial, and my little one, her school, our neighborhood school, I think there's like 29 different home languages in her little school. And that's a beautiful thing to celebrate. And it wasn't like that for me when I was growing up. And we live in the same neighborhood that I grew up in. And so I just really look to, you know, leaning on each other, taking care of each other, and celebrating all those amazing different cultures that are here in our community. And I'll pass it over to you, Kim.
Thanks, Amy. For me, this month is about care, belonging, and healing. I grew up in a small county, Columbia County in Oregon, where there was very few people of color at that time, even fewer Asian-identifying families, and we were the only family that were Chinese-identifying. So I kind of grew up, you know, not feeling like I belonged or feeling like an outsider, and it wasn't until I left Columbia County to go to Oregon State where I started to feel more comfortable in my Chinese heritage identity. And that felt short-lived, actually, going into my professional career, where I started to witness systematic racism, discrimination, oppression. And that's actually why I am so passionate about the work that we're doing at APANO. It was my work supporting organizational culture. It's really important to me to make sure that folks feel like they belong, cared for, and can share their diverse, beautiful, complex stories and histories in order to feel like they belong.
So on that line of thought, do you think that we are moving in the right direction in terms of inclusion and just feeling comfortable here in America as a person of a different race that is not the majority?
Well, I'll step in and say there is a lot of work to be done. I do think that we have done incredible work thus far, but we can never be satisfied with status quo, right? So we have to continue to grow, continue to push, and continue to activate our community and the things that we really care about. And so APANO is here really to center what our community is saying and really be a thought partner and listen. And then we really need to put those things into action, right? So environmental justice is a big issue in our community that we're feeling the impacts right now and today. And there's so many other issues that our community is really fighting for. So I think there's a lot of things that we still need to work on. There's definitely systems in place that oppress our communities, and that those need to be dismantled, and that takes time.
That's a very important point. Systems in place that are meant to oppress populations. Could you, if you'd like to, give us a couple of examples for our audience? Examples that you've seen in the community or that you have experienced yourself?
Sure, I'll jump back in again. You know, it wasn't that long ago where here in Oregon, just a generation ago, that you know, we weren't able to marry interracially, right? So there were laws and things that excluded our community that weren't that too long ago. So really, like, those are things that our elders have really fought for in dismantling, and we need to continue that torch. That's one specific example that I can think of right now.
And you mentioned elders. It's of great importance for many cultures here in North America, like Native American cultures. Can you expand, if you could, a little bit about the work of elders in Apano and the community, but also like how you engage youth, young people, into being Americans and yet having a strong cultural background?
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. One of our programs is around youth organizing. And our brilliant staff lead cohorts of youth through leadership development and, you know, really looking at with a deep lens of our own identities. So a shout out to our youth team. They're amazing. And then, yes, absolutely acknowledging and honoring our elders and that the work that they've done. We want to continue that work. That's really important to recognize and acknowledge. And during this month, as we've all said, a big time to celebrate.
Okay, it's so great to hear all the things that are happening locally that are really making our community stronger. What's happening this month with Apano?
Yes, it's a very busy month, as I mentioned earlier. There's a lot of celebrations, events taking place. Apano is doing some. There's a lot of community organizations who are putting on events as well. So encourage folks to check those out. At Apano, our big annual celebration is Voices of Change, and that's going to take place on May 20th this month at 5 p.m. in Washington County. And after a few years of pause due to the pandemic, this is our first event back in person together. This is also our first event in Beaverton and in Washington County, where our work is growing, and we are really looking forward to coming together to celebrate, to commit ourselves to the future. Our theme this year is Deepening Ties, Growing Power, which I really think speaks to our growing presence, our growing power, how we build relationships and trust with community members, with allies, with leaders, to grow our power and our voice in the state. And so we are really excited for that. And if folks want to join us, they can go to our website for the registration link. It's at www.apano.org. That's APANO.org. You can go to /Voices of Change 2023 or just navigate from our homepage.
Yeah, just like Ali said, we hope to see you at Voices of Change and come party and celebrate with us. We would love for you to show up and volunteer at our various different events throughout the year too, not just in May, but we do a lot of stuff. So, you know, the J District, we just did a neighborhood cleanup. You can sign up for action alerts so that you can be notified in different ways that you can volunteer. And of course, you know, we're always willing to take donations. So head to our website, like Ali mentioned, apano.org.
And yes, we're very excited. We're going to be covering your special event on May 20th, 5 to 7 p.m., live broadcast here on KBOO 90.7 FM, Portland. And it's very exciting. And it's so good to have you here. It was a great pleasure having you here. Thank you so much. And everybody, remember, May 20th, 5 to 7 p.m. here on KBOO. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.